What a difference a glut makes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 2.5 years ago, we were talking about $4 gas. There were calls for more deregulation. There was more pressure to build the Keystone XL pipeline. But as it turns out, all that was necessary for gas prices to go down was for Saudi Arabia to cut oil prices, which they've done in hopes of hanging on to their market share. And just like that, we're talking about $2 gas.
There's no doubt that this incredible drop in oil is a surprise to just about all of us.
That's business reporter Chris Tomlinson at his desk at the Houston Chronicle. In one of the few cities we're seeing oil prices near $65 a barrel is bad news.
Everyone knows that, you know, it's hard to frack and make money below 65.
And since oil companies are in business to make money, not to lose money, guess what's going to happen?
At this price, you know, we're looking at a minimum of losing 500 oil wells between now and this time next year.
And as for the Keystone XL pipeline project, which is designed to carry oil from Canada?
Well, Canadian oil produced from tar sands is among the most expensive in the world. Make no mistake, I mean, if there's no one producing that oil in Alberta to fill that pipeline, it makes no sense to build it, at least not in the short term.
Look at that. One of those rare times environmentalists might actually be happy to see cheap oil. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.